An everyday scene that would have been unthinkable just 4 months ago under the Islamist militant sect Mujahid, and certainly not here. Mujahid anointed this Sharia square. It's where they whipped people and cut off hands. It's at the heart of a downtown that bears the scars of a year of conflict, occupation, and resistance. Youth leader Ibrahim Maiga says this is where protesters marched against a Tuareg separatist group, the MNLA, on June 26th, after the group's fighters killed a local teacher. He says the MNLA, which co-ruled Gao at the time, fired on the march and killed three youth.
Never will I be able to walk through here without thinking of that day, those 6 hours, and what we did here.
Looted administrative buildings sit eerily empty. The courthouse is destroyed. Offices are closed. The market is quiet. Banks are still bricked up. The state governor, General Mamadou Adama Diallo, works out of an empty private home on a couch donated by local residents.
Nous nous sommes dit aujourd'hui.
We had to come back for our country. Our personal safety and comfort don't matter. The administration is returning to posts throughout the region, and we will work in whatever conditions we find. It's difficult, but it is what must be done.
Patriotism may be at an all-time high in Gao, but daily life is far from normal. Jihadists could attack. A citizens' medical committee continues to run the hospital, as it did under occupation. Residents get about 30 hours of electricity a week, thanks to the Red Cross. Food prices have climbed since the Algerian border closed in January, at the start of the French-led military intervention.
We want Gao to go back to how it was before the problems. We want it to develop. We are hungry and tired.
Hadi Jassa is part of a street cleaning group created under occupation by a regional advisory committee of imams and civil society leaders that mediated between residents and the armed groups. Teacher Kata Jata Husseini Maiga, a member of that committee, says the state was gone, so residents had to pull together, and they got results.
What the population did on a voluntary basis, we've never seen that before.
That solidarity remains, he says, and they will need it and the state administration to put the city back together again. And look, VOA News, Gao, Mali.